Pocahontas County School Superintendent Terrence Beam announced at the March 29th Board of Education meeting that he has been informed by the West Virginia Governor's Office that Greenbank Elementary Middle School has been selected to receive a therapy dog under a new state program. Governor Jim Justice told Beam that he is impressed with Greenbank Elementary Middle School, and that will be one of five or six schools in the state who will receive dogs under this new pilot program.
The school will receive a yellow lab named Jet.
Beam said they already have a volunteer handler who will work with Jet and take care of him at home when not in school. We'll keep you informed as we learn more about what the dog's duties will be at the school. Beam emphasized that this announcement came suddenly and unexpectedly from the governor. Also during Beam's report, he said that the Grow Your Own West Virginia program seeks to encourage West Virginia high school students to pursue careers as K-12 teachers in West Virginia schools. Pocahontas County is one of 24 counties in the state who will participate. The county will be partnering with Glenville State College in offering a dual credit program which, if successfully completed by the students at PCHS, will, in addition to earning them their high school diploma, it will also enable them to begin their teacher education at Glenville starting off as sophomores, having already completed all of their college freshman credits while still juniors and seniors at PCHS. Additionally, their senior year at Glenville will be spent as a student teacher at a West Virginia school, hopefully one in this county. Beam announced the Pocahontas County winners at the Regional Social Studies Fair. A list of those winners can be found with this story on our website.
Beam also proposed that the board consider implementing at a future meeting
a streamlining of the approvals of those routine financial reports at each meeting to approve all of them in one vote as a consent agenda approval. He said individual board members will still be able to question and challenge specific items in those reports. There were no delegations nor informational reports at this meeting, which was held at Marlinton Elementary School. In addition to approving those financial reports, the board approved a three-year statement of work with the Keeve Group, Incorporated, using that company's software programs, including School Cash Register and School Cash Online, which will create web-based solutions for school-level accounting, online payment processing, tracking student obligations and other related services in order to meet state requirements, which will become effective as of April 1st. They also approved the following items from their miscellaneous agenda. They amended the budget funding schedule of their agreement with Glenville State College to meet state requirements. They authorized the Pocahontas County Schools to use the restricted substitute waiver to get more substitute teachers for the 2022-2023 school year. This will allow new substitute teachers to be hired who have only a two-year college degree,
but will limit their use to 10 consecutive days at any one school.
They approved for approximately 35 former 8th grade students from Marlinton Middle School's class of 2020, along with their parents and staff, to travel by charter bus for a day trip to King's Dominion in Dawsville, Virginia on May 27th. This trip will be paid for by the 8th grade class of 2020 fundraising. They approved two recommended changes to the school reentry plan. The first is to eliminate temperature checks being made on students, staff, and visitors upon entering the schools. The second was to eliminate the requirement that school bus drivers steam clean their buses every day, changing that to once a week.
Normal daily cleaning and disinfecting the school buses will still continue,
just not steam cleaning every day. They approved service and professional personnel actions, which can be found on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.